USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, will testify at three hearings this week on Capitol Hill. Democratic Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut tells NBC's Meet the Press that the House Intelligence Committee will ask a lot of questions.
Michael Cohen is going to jail for lying to my committee, so obviously step one is to re-ask him the questions that he felt he needed to lie to us about when he testified in the last Congress. So we're going to want to get to the truth, allow him to correct the record, and then, of course, the question is, okay, now that we know the truth, what are the follow-ups? It's going to be an interesting week in that regard because, of course, he'll appear in my committee after he appears publicly in the Oversight Committee. So we'll also have an opportunity to ask follow-up questions.
A 41-year-old woman has died from a tornado on Saturday after a building in Columbus, Mississippi collapsed on her. She's the first tornado death in the U.S. this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
President Trump is heading to Vietnam this week to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on CNN's State of the Union saying Pyongyang must end its nuclear program.
We've got work to do on the denuclearization pillar. We've got remains back. We've had testing stopped. Those are all good things. Tension along the border is reduced. If you ask the military leaders, frankly, on both sides from South Korea and North Korea, tensions are reduced. There are many things he could do to demonstrate his commitment to denuclearization. Our negotiating team was on the ground to continue these discussions. I don't want to get into the details of what's being proposed, what the offers and counteroffers may be, but a real step, a demonstrable, verifiable step is something that I know President Trump is very focused on achieving.
Venezuelan National Guard fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters trying to free up emergency food and medicine at the country's border. When a group of activists tried to get three flatbed trucks with humanitarian supplies into Venezuela, guardsmen set the trucks on fire. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An unprecedented four-day summit of Catholic bishops has concluded at the Vatican City in Rome. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Pope Francis says sexual abuse of minors at the hands of priests is a crime that should be erased from the face of the earth. The pontiff making the comments at the close of that historic Vatican conference on the problem of sex abuse in the church. Francis said that the church would strengthen its guidelines on how to prevent abuse and punish those responsible, and he promised that the Catholic Church would spare no effort to bring abusers to justice and would no longer cover up such crimes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Witnesses described the crash site of a 767 cargo plane in Trinity Bay outside Houston as a quarter-mile-wide debris field that no one could have survived. John Clemens reports.
Three crew members were aboard Flight 3591 of the cargo plane that was flying from Miami to Houston when it crashed shortly before 12:45 Saturday afternoon. As monitored on live ATC, as soon as the control tower lost contact with the plane that was being operated by Amazon Prime Air, they made a request for other pilots to help.
See if you can make ground contact. We're looking for a lost aircraft. It's 11 o'clock in 2 miles. It's a heavy Boeing 767.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.